Here on the top of Pei Vav, Amud Aleph, about 10 lines down from the top, we saw already the Mishnah in Sanhedrin about the case of Hamake Ovi V'imo V'lo Osa Ben Chabura is Chayv B'kulon. And we discussed that this is a case where a son hits his father. There's no Chiv Misa because there was no Hotzaz Dam, it was not a Chabura. And he pays the five categories of Chavola. Since there's no Kimle B'Ramine, insofar as he's not Chayv Misa, there was no Chabura. Now, first we asked, how could it possibly be that there's Nezek without Chabura? And the Gemara gave the answer of a case where he balded his father. His father loses something in terms of his value, and yet, since the seyer is chozel itzmoach, therefore, it's not considered a chabura, meaning there is no wound into the body. Therefore, there's no chabura. There's no chiv misa. There is a chiv of nezek, because a person without hair is considered a balmum, it's a blemish, and that depreciates his value on the Eved market. So that's called Nezek. Now the Gemara goes on to say, how is it possible for the Ben to be Chayv the balance of the five categories? Nezek we've covered. Tzar, the Gemara says, the Islay Kartufne Beresha. We're talking about a case where a father already has wounds on his head, and cracks on his head. Vitzavuche mahanu kartufne. And as a result of these wounds on his head, he's crying out of pain. And now the son puts this sam, this very strong drug, onto the head, and it goes into these ptsoim, into these wounds. And as a result, there's a great deal of tsar. The addition of this sam onto the head exacerbates the pain that the father was already suffering before the sam from the ptsoim, from these wounds on his head. Ripui, as a result of this high level of pain, is the boy asuye. We need some sort of a medical treatment here. There are expenses for that. And the chovel, in this case the son, will have to incur the payment of ripui. Sheves. And where would there be a chiv sheves? Why would the father, as a result of this baldness, have a problem in getting back to work? Why would he lose his employment wages? Davi merakeid beikuve. We're talking about a father who is a clown and dances in various public places. The boy machve gavne aresha. He needs to shake his head this way and that way. He has to show that he's laughing. That's what a clown is all about. But v'lo machve mehanu kartufne. As a result of these terrible pains from the wounds on his head, he cannot get himself to hang his head up, and by raising his head to bring a smile and communicate with the audience. In other words, he's going to temporarily be out of a job as a clown. And boshes, ein lecha boshes galal mizeh. If a person person who has a full head of hair, all of a sudden he becomes bald, that's very humiliating. A person would be humiliated. He's totally embarrassed by such a thing. A very profound sense of embarrassment. Again, people lose their hair gradually. Okay, they get used to it, and they become full-fledged members of society. But in this case, where overnight the father became bald, that's humiliating. Now we go back to the suffolk of Rabbah about a reversible nezek, which means that if a person was damaged and injured by the chovel in such a way that give it a little time and his situation will revert back to what it was when he was perfectly healthy as it were, before the chavola, do you pay nezek for such a chavola? That which for Rabba was a suffek, Rabba vacillated back and forth, is this called a chiv nezek when it's a reversible kind of damage or injury? For Abai, that was simple in one direction. L'Rava, l'ach gilsa. For Rava, it was clear in the opposite direction. Di Itmar, we learned, and this was taught in the Beis Medrash, Hiko al yodo vitsamsa, v'sofa lachsar, Abai omer nosin lo sheves gidola, u'sheves ktana. We're talking about a case in which the chovel smacked the nechbal's arm in such a way that the arm became sort of frozen. It's temporarily non-functional as a result of the impact of this smack. But so far, but eventually, the life will return to this arm. So it's a temporary frozenness where the arm cannot be used on a temporary basis. This is exactly Rabba's suffek. Rabba vacillated back and forth whether you could be mechayev, the chovel, nezek for such a thing. In other words, when you put this person up with a frozen arm on the stage for an auction to be bought, to be sold as an eved, what would the buyer say? Well, right now, this potential eved has no use of his arm. That's going to reduce the price, the buying price, of this person as an eved. But yet, if someone is very sharp and very astute, he realizes that although the eved today cannot use his arm, but a month from now or 6 months from now will be able to use his arm. Is that called nezek? Is there a real, genuine, essential devaluation of the person as a result of the temporary inability to use his arm? As Abai says, clearly, this comes under Tashlume Nezek, even though it's so falachsar. And therefore, Abai says, Nosin lo sheves gedola. Now, this phrase here, sheves gedola, is a substitute phrase for Nezek. We'll soon see that the Rishonim want to understand why Abai changed the nomenclature, and instead of using the term Nezek, he coins this phrase Sheves Gidola. In any event, what we're talking about is Abaye. The Chovel has to pay the depreciation of the value of this victim of the Nechbal on the marketplace, even though right now it's a temporary situation until he becomes healed, but nevertheless, this devaluation, depreciation of the value will be reflected in the marketplace, and that has to be paid as nezek by the chovel to the nechbal. And not only that, there's an additional payment imposed upon the chovel, and that is sheves ktana. Sheves ktana is what we call tashlume sheves. In other words, in addition to the nezek that reflects a payment that the chovel has to pay reflecting the devaluation of the person, of the victim in this case, on the market. Beyond that, the nechbal, since he cannot use his arm, is temporarily out of work. Again, he could work as a shomer kishuyim to protect and safeguard the veggie patch. And for that reason, during the period of time in which he couldn't work, whether it be a week, a month, or whatever time it is, he, the Nechbal, should be reimbursed for the employment that he lost, for the wages that he could have earned and did not earn. So the two payments here, says Abai, we're going to impose both simultaneously on the Chovel, because they cover two different issues. One covers the loss in the value of the person, meaning to be sold as an eved on the market. The other is a loss of wages that could have accrued to the Nechbal had he not suffered this injury and had he gone back to work or continued his work. Rav Amar, Rav disagrees with Abaye. Eino no sein lo, he doesn't pay nezek, meaning sheves gedola. Ela demei shivto shebechol yom vayom. He only has to pay sheves, Shevis means how much he could have made as a poel, as a worker, the wages that he lost as a result of the illness, the injury that he sustained. And that refers to avoda that he could have done, malacha meaning labor that he could have done and collected wages for, if not for this chabura. So let's take a moment here and get into a few possible discussions. Number one, the question we want to ask is, of course, what is the yesod here, the pluta between Abai v'Rava? Number two, what are the repercussions of this machlokes in the definition of nezek universally? For example, a person damages his friend's animal, and his animal as a result cannot do work. This is a temporary kind of situation. And would there be a chiyuv nezek in this case? Would that depend upon the machlokes Abai v'Rava? Another question that we want to address is why Abai chooses to use the term Sheves Gedola, why not the classical term Nezek? And finally, if Abai says that there are two Tashlumen that he has to pay, one is Nezek, reflecting the depreciation, the valuation of the Nechbal's value to be sold on the market as an Eved, that itself is a result of the fact that he can no longer do his Malacha. Sheves is also a reflection of the fact that the Nechbal can't do his Malacha. Isn't there, in a sense, a repeat, an overlap here between Nezek and Sheves? First, I'd like to address the question of this phrase, Sheves Gedola, and it would seem from Rashi, in Masechet Gittin, that that phrase is used because he, the Chovel, and again, we're now within the Shita of Rava, pays the Schar Malacha, Kifi, Lefi, Malacha, Schar Malacha, Lefi, Amalacha, Shaya Ragilba, and we'll see exactly what that means, that according to Rava, we ask ourselves the question, what work, what occupation was the Nechbal involved in and dedicated to on a daily basis? And it could have been an occupation that brings in quite a bit of money. Now he's unemployed, he loses those wages. Abai, on the other hand, seems to be talking about Sheves in the classical sense of Shomer Kishuyim. But Abai uses the term Sheves Gedola, not Nezek, because Rashi says, Ein kan nezek li'olam elizman. The emphasis here on Abai's perspective is a secondary kind of nezek. This is not your primary paradigmic nezek, which is an irreversible nezek. Abai wants to break new ground, extend the definition of the chiyuv tashlume nezek to include even a nezek which is lizman, a nezek which is chozer libriyoso, goes back to its original situation. And therefore, this is a new category of nezek. Nezek really just reflecting some sort of fluctuation in the market value, because perhaps, as we discussed yesterday, the people who are out there bidding in this auction for the Eved are unaware of the fact, they're not Bekim and Refuah, that medically speaking, the situation that the Eved is suffering from is only temporary and will be reversed. So to coin a new phrase and expand the definition of Sheves to include even a Nezek, which is only Lizman and not Liolam, Abai coins the phrase Sheves Gedola. Now, we raise the following question. L'chora, within the framework of Abaye, to introduce Nezek, as he phrases it, Sheves Gedola, and simultaneously a payment of Sheves Ktana for work that's lost, isn't there a certain element of overlap over here? And perhaps That's why Rava introduces the chiyuv of the Hefseid Yom Yom. In other words, that he cannot be involved and dedicated to his original work. Original meaning the occupation that he was dedicated to on a daily basis before this chavola took place. It comes out that both Abai and Rava fundamentally agree that the chovel has to pay the nechbal, the hefseid, the loss that the latter sustained as a result of the fact that he, the nechbal, cannot resume his work. And he is discontinued, he has discontinued his labor, his malacha, his occupation. So where is the machlokas then between Abaye and Rava? And the answer is that even though, as far as the primary nature of the chiyuv that is incumbent upon the chovel to pay the nechbal, there's no disagreement between Abaye and Rava. Clearly, the nechbal suffers as a result of the termination, on a temporary basis at least, of his preoccupation, of his labor, and his wages are withheld. Nevertheless, there's a difference between two ways of evaluating that loss. Rava says that to evaluate that loss, what we want to guarantee from the Nechbal's perspective is that he receives what's called Meshivto Shebechol Yom V'Yom, the amount of loss of wages on a daily basis. The Tashlum here, the payment, is going to be exactly equal to the time period in which he, the Nechbal, could not go back to work and earn his wages for that particular malach that he is dedicated to. No other additional payments are necessary. You want to estimate and evaluate the hefseid, says Rava, the hefseid is exactly that. For a week, for a month, he couldn't work. He was a lawyer, he was a doctor, he was a baker, or a candlestick maker, whatever he was. We're going to pay him the loss, to offset the loss of the fact that he could not bring in those wages during that week or month or whatever extended period of time. That's it, says Rava. Comes along Abaye, and he says, but wait a minute, there's halacha in chavola of shaman oso ke'eved ha'nimkar b'shuk. Meaning that if the person's value depreciates on the market, the Eved market, that itself is nezek. There's no reason why we shouldn't apply it in this case. Ah, you'll ask me, you'll counter-argue, but it's not a nezek li'olam, it's a nezek li'zman, it's a chozer kind of situation. Nevertheless, the shuma has to reflect the shuk, and in the market, people are paying less for this Eved who cannot, at least on a temporary basis, use his arm. And again, people are not such bekiyim. They don't realize that if they lower the price, they're getting a real cheap deal, because in effect, in truth, the Eved is worth a lot more. They're not experts in the medical field. They don't know that. And they see that now, at this moment, he can't do, you know, these heavy-duty malachas. Therefore, they lower his value on the market. They're not willing to buy him. And then his value, with a low demand, obviously, the value, the price tag reflects that devaluation. So therefore, says Abaye, there's a p'chisus shavyo. And that p'chisus shavyo is, it's a much more profound and heavy loss of funds than even the fact that right now he can't work. And therefore, the so-called Sheves Gedola here, which is Nezek, stands on its own as a separate independent payment. In addition, the halacha of Sheves Ketana, of classical Sheves, kicks in insofar as the Nechbal can't go to work for a period of time. Again, in that context, since Abaye has already imposed a chiyuv nezek for the devaluation, then part of the shevis is already swallowed up in the nezek. Abaye doesn't deny that. He's not going to go as far as Rava in terms of evaluating shevis as the meishivto shebechol yom v'yom in exactly the occupation of the work that he was dedicated to. But nevertheless, the standard shevis as a separate independent payment of kishomer kishuyim still is very much alive and well. That's the shita of Abaye. Now we want to add another point. In this machlokas between Abaye and Rava, are there repercussions and implications as far as Adam Shehizik Behemas Chavero? And here we have a note that the Tosus Rabbeinu Peretz says that since the animal cannot do work for a certain period of time, Abaye would say that's called Nezek. Obviously, there's no Chiv Sheves to pay for Nizke Behema, but nevertheless, Nezek you do pay, and the Mazik would have to pay to main Nezek insofar as the Behema is not capable of working due to the fact that it was injured by Adam, by the Mazik. And again, even though the Behema at some point, a week, a month, a year down the line, will go back to its original, you know, workhorse situation, its energy, its health, but nevertheless, in the meantime, the shark can't do any work. But according to Rava, that there is no chiyuv nezek in this case because, in truth, the value has not been diminished because it's only a temporary injury. Ela what is a chiyuv of sheves? Well, that chiyuv of sheves doesn't apply in the case of Adam Shehizik Shar. There is no chiyuv of arba dvarim in Adam Shehizik Shar. There's only nezek, and that's it. However, there is an opposing, a dissenting view of the Ritzbah, and he wants to say that only in the case of Adam, where the domain nezek is very heavy, because that's really what an eved brings in, and if he is devaluated, then that's going to be a serious, profound loss. And it doesn't matter whether this person is omi l'mechira or not, that's how we evaluate nezek. Therefore, the hefsei to the malacha, says Rava, for a temporary period of time, is not nikar. It's not nikar in the dmei kulo. And therefore, Rav is of the opinion that in order to isolate the chiyuv of sheves, what we have to do is separate sheves, and then we have to evaluate the sheves itself. But that's only because the chiyuv sheves is eino nikar in the case of Adam, not so in the case of Behemoth. Bottom line is, it's quite possible that Rav himself would even agree to that position that Adam Shehizik Behemas Chavero, he pays Nezek even if the damage done to the Behema is Choser. It's only a limited amount of time and it's reversible. Now, I want you to look at Rashi Divra Maschil Shebechol, and it seems like according to Abaye, he pays the Nezek on the depreciation of the value of the Nechbal on the market of Avodim, even though the Choli here is only a temporary Choli, and he also pays right now Sheves, but he only pays Sheves on that which he could work now after the Chavola, not beyond that. And if the arm was injured, then we assume he could work as a Shomer Kishuyim. That which he becomes Botel, now he can no longer work Meleches Poel Bari, that is included, that's encompassed by the Tashlume Nezek. So again, just to summarize Abaye, why doesn't Abaye judge Sheves, or what he calls Sheves Ktana, by the occupation of this particular Nechbal at this particular time in his life before the Chavola? Why does he ask the question, well, he couldn't continue in that occupation now after the Chavola, and therefore the Chiyuv of Sheves Ketana Koin Tabai is only that of Shomer Kishuyim? And the answer is because Abai holds that once he pays the Nezek on the Pchisas Domov, on the devaluation of his market value as an Eved, that already swallows up within it a certain element of the Sheves as well. It's reflected in the fact that the buyer of this Eved on the, you know, in the auction market is going to consider the fact that right now the Eved can't do work. So that period of time that the Eved is prevented from doing work is already reflected, is already swallowed up in the devaluation price, the lower price that the buyer is going to pay, and that's the price that the Chovil is going to pay, Betoris Nezek, Betoris Sheves, Gidola. Now we're left with Sheves Ketana. Abaye, that's Abaye, but Rava doesn't have a Tashlumin of Sheves Gedola. He doesn't have a Tashlumin Nezek. His Chiyuv, when the question is raised, how much was the Chovel Mafsid the Nechbal? And the answer is, he's not concerned with selling the Eved on the market. This is not an Ezek Liolam, but an Ezek Lizman. He's concerned with the fact that the Chovel has prevented the Nechbal from working and continuing his occupation at this particular point in his life. There's another very important Machlokas Rishonim here in terms of Rav Shita. How do we evaluate, according to Rava, the Bittul Malacha? After all, Bittul Malacha has two elements to it. Number one, if the person would have been healthy, he could have done the work, which includes all the tircha and all the energy, all the input, and then he could have made the wages. He could have earned his employment wages. There's one school of Rishonim that claims that what we have to subtract from this, the variable that has to be subtracted from this calculation is what we call kipoel batel, meaning you give, so to speak, the nechbal an imaginary choice of two options. One option would be that he has to put in all the work, all the effort, and he gains, of course, the full salary, his wages. Or the other option would be that he would give up on the wages, but at the same time, he gets to be batel. He doesn't have to put in all the input of energy. And somewhere, according to the Rishonim, the answer to exactly how much the chovel was mafsa the nechbal in Rava's frame of reference is a subtraction between those two variables. It's not enough to say, well, he would have made 100 had he been healthy, and therefore pay him that wages of 100. You have to subtract from that the reduction, or shall we say, the differential between the amount of tircha, etc., etc., that he would put in, and remain idle as a pol batel. Could you imagine how much daf yomi he could accomplish during that period of time when he's not able to work, because his mind is still working and he could learn? So there's an element of pol batel that should be subtracted from the Bittul HaMalach. Itmar Hakotea Yad Eved Ivri. Here's another Machlok Shina Paifra. This one is even more profound and more complicated. Hakotea Yad Eved Ivri Shel Chavero. The Nechbal is an Eved, and that Eved is owned by Shimon. The Chovel is Reuven. Reuven takes out the yad of the Eved that belongs to Shimon. Abai Omar, no saying, lo, the Chovel has to pay Sheves Gedola, v'Sheves Ketana. Again, we're familiar with Abai. To whom does he pay these two payments? Sheves Gedola, says Abai, la Eved. Because you're talking about the value of the Eved. If the Eved has been devalued as a result of this Chavola, the Afchosas Shivyo, as a result of the fact that he has no arm, that has to be paid to the Eved. The Eved is going to go L'Cherus, and his value is now that much decreased by the fact that he has no Yad. But Sheves Ketana, but if you talk about the element of Bittul Malacha, the fact that he couldn't have worked and gained some sort of employment, that should be paid l'rav, to the owner, to Shimon, who owns the Eved, because it's Shimon who lost all that work that the Eved owed him. So within the contractual framework and agreement between the Eved Ivri and its rav, its Adon, there is an obligation for the upon the Eved, a financial obligation, to give his work to the Adon. If now, as a result of the Chavola of Reuven, Shimon will not be able to gain and receive the work of the Eved, that's Shimon's loss. And therefore that money, says Abai, has to be directed towards the Adon. And again, how much is that to be evaluated as? Well, we're talking about Kischar Shomer Kishuyim. Here the Rishonim ask a question, a fundamental question on Abaye. We understood that in a case where the Nechbal is receiving two different payments simultaneously, he's getting Sheves Gedola, i.e. Nezik, for his devaluation on the market, he's also receiving payment of Sheves Ketana, as a Shomer Kishuyim, we understood that the reason why the Nechbal can't claim payment of Sheves for the occupation, the high job that he was involved in, is because, to some extent, the Nezik itself swallows up and reflects that loss of employment in the case of a temporary Nezik. However, in this case, with the Eved and the Adon, in fact, the Sheves Gedola is being paid to the Eved. The Eved is receiving the payment of Nezek. It's the Rav who lost the work. If the Rav lost the work and he has to be compensated for the work that he lost, because his Eved couldn't, he couldn't work for him in the month or 6 months that he was trying to heal up from a broken arm, that payment should really reflect the hefsed of that particular job or those jobs and occupations that the Eved gave and supplied for his Adon. There's no way of saying that the Nezek itself is swallowed up here, swallows up and reflects some of the loss of the occupation of the work, of the employment. Because again, here the two payments are split between the two. And the Tosis Harash here is so bothered by this question that he says, "Dino hu ke'ilu chala avdo." At this point, we view the situation of the Adon, you know, Shimon owns this Eved, as if his Eved got sick. What happens? The Gemara Kedushin says that an Eved has a contractual agreement to work for his Adon for 6 years, but if during that period of time he, the Eved, gets sick, that's called Nistafcha Sadehu. The Adon lost, you know, his field was inundated, and he takes the hefset. If the Eved can't work, that's what it is. And therefore, in the case of Abaye, where the Eved lost his arm at the hands of the Chovel, the Adon could claim some payment, and that payment is quote, what we call Hashlama Safodoso. But nevertheless, the full-fledged work that now cannot be done, that the Adon has no right to claim, because it's like the case of an Eved in Kiddushin who cannot work. Again, there's no chiyuv here on the part of the Chovel to be mashlim the Avoda that was lost to the Adon. And all the Adon could claim is Shomer Kishuyim, because even if the Eved lost his arm, then he could do something. He could supply some work, but that work was curtailed as a result of his injury. Rava Amar Hakol Yinosein Li Eved. According to Rava, the payments both of Nezek and the Sheves are given to the Eved. And Rava disagrees fundamentally with Abaye, because according to Rava, even the loss of work is something that should accrue to the Eved, monies that go to the Eved. Again, it's very important to understand that even Rava agrees that the Adon took a certain loss insofar as the Eved can't do work for him, and the Adon has to be compensated for that loss. And therefore, Rava says, V'ilokach bahen karka v'harav ochel peros. And here we get a split between what we call kinyan keren and kinyan peros. And in the case of an Eved, the gufa Eved is the keren, and that's owned by the Eved himself. We're talking about an Eved Ivri, he's a full-fledged Jew, he owns himself. And there's a kinyan of the Adon in the peros of the Eved, which in this case is the work of the Eved. And therefore, Rava's position here is such that the Adon is going to lose the Sheves Ktana, meaning the Avodas HaEved. And why is that? Well, since the Adon owns the work of the Eved, that's the nature of the contractual agreement between the Eved and his Rav, therefore it's the Adon who, as a result of this Chavala, suffered the loss of that work. Why then does Rav insist that even as far as Sheves Ketana, the loss of work, that money is paid to the Eved himself? Although, again, the money that's being paid to the Eved is used to purchase karka. Again, the karka belongs to the eved, and he'll take it home with him, so to speak, after the termination of the 6 years of avdus. But nevertheless, this karka will produce fruits, and those fruits accrue to the rav. Obviously, the rav is collecting some element of the hefseid malacha that he sustained as a result of this chavola. And you might have asked the question, well, the element here of hefseid, if we define it in terms of the adon of Shimon, who owns this eved ivri, is not just kishomer kishuyim, but it's also roi lemalachos kashos yoser. And now, the best you can get from this eved is what? Is shmiras kishuyim? Is that it? And based on these difficulties, Rabbeinu Peretz comes up with a totally different girsa, according to which no sein hakol l'rav, that Rava disagrees with Abai in the exact opposite direction. He says that basically, who suffers the loss of the ketias yad, however, the breaking of the eved's arm, that is the adon. He's the thrust, he's the victim of loss here, because now the adon, now the eved is not roi l'malachos kashos. And therefore, according to the girsa of the Tos Rabbeinu Peretz, hakol yinosein l'rav. So Rabosai, here in understanding Rava Shita, we have really two extreme Shitos. One Shita has this Pella that the Adon is only going to collect a fraction of his Hefseid, and the thrust of the Hefseid in terms of Sheves is going to be paid to the Eved himself, and we don't understand that too well. And at the same time, we have another extreme view of Rava, according to the different gears of the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, and that is that everything is paid to the Adon. In other words, the Sheves Ktana, Gemara says Pshita Piches Eitzel Atzmo, the Eitzel Rabo Lo Pichos, in the case where, as a result of this Chavola, the value of the Atzmo, meaning it's the Hefseid of the Eved himself. So since the Eved of the Nechbal, I mean the Eved himself was the Nechbal, but the Eved lost some of his value on the market as an Eved, therefore the Chovel has to pay the Eved himself. That's what it seems to be Pshita. The Eitzel Rabo Lo Piches, in a case in which the Rav, the owner of the Eved, lost nothing in Bitul Malacha. Hechidobi, what's the case? How could you have such a mitzias where the Eved was devaluated, but no Malacha was lost? The Paske L'Reish Uzne Olereish Nechire, that the Chovel took off a little piece of the Eved's Ozen, of his ear, or his nose, in such a way that he could continue working Kedarko, as he did until now. But yet, there is a Prisa Shovya when you sell the Eved on the market. You know, who wants to buy an Eved with half an ear? Or half a nose? Is in this case, Hakol Liatzma. Even Rav would agree that all the payments accrue to the Eved. The Adon suffered absolutely no financial loss. The malacha continues. Therefore, he has no claim for damages, no claim for Sheves. And l'chora, one could ask here the following question. When it says here, Pshita Koli Atzmo, that the Adon didn't suffer any loss because the malacha continues, what is the shaychus here of Tashlume Nezek? That's normally we talk about Nezek. Here, if the Eved could continue working, why is there any hefseid in the value of the Eved on the market? And the answer is, as we indicated before, that if somebody wants to buy an Eved, he doesn't want to buy an Eved that's missing, that's deficient, part of his ear or part of his nose. That's called a Prisas Domov. That's what this Gemara is talking about, that there has to be a payment to the Eved. Then the Gemara continues and says, Pichas Eitzel Rabo. But if, on the other hand, the arm of the Eved was removed by the Chovel, and now the Eved can no longer work. Now we have a double loss, a hefsed to the Eved himself in terms of his worth on the market, and a hefsed of Malacha to the Adam. Is Pluta Abaye v'Rava? This is the machlokus between Abaye v'Rava. According to Abaye, the Nezek is paid to the Eved, the Shevis is paid to the Adon. The Eved took the loss in his value, that's called Nezek. The Adon took the loss in Malacha, and that's called Shevis. Rava holds, on the other hand, that both payments are given to the Eved, and money is bought, is used to buy karka, the Adon eats the peros of the karka. Now the Mishnah established that Boshes hakol lefi hamavayesh vamizbayesh. And this is the last line in the Mishnah at the beginning of Perek Shmini, Perek Achovel, on Pei Gimel, Amid Beis. Now the Gemara wants to know, we want to attribute the authorship of our Mishnah to one of three possible candidates, three possible Tanoim, Mani Masnisi, who authored our Mishnah that the payment of Boshes is meant to be evaluated in a very subjective way, and it will shift depending upon the station in life of the Mevayesh and the Mizbayesh. The Gemara says, Lo Rabbi Meir, Velo Rabbi Yehuda, El Rabbi Shimon. We have a braisa that records three shitos: Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon. The first shita is that of Rabbi Meir. For kulon, in the case of Boshes, in every single case, it matters not whether the mevayish or the misbayish is an oshir or an ani. He's rich, he's poor, the station of life is irrelevant. Roen osan ki ilu hei b'nei chori. This is the absolute equalizer, and Boshes, we have to set up a standard that is uniform and applicable to everyone in the same way. It's objective. Sheyardu minichseihem, and even an usher is considered as if he is a poor person, and his riches, his wealth, did not come to fore and express themselves in any way impacting on the amount of Boshes that has to be paid. So this principle, which is formulated by Rabbi Meir at the beginning of the Braisa, of Kulam Shavim V'Boshes, that everyone is equal as far as Boshes is concerned, it matters not whether he's rich, whether he's poor, the same Tashlumi Boshes will be standardized for every single Mizbayesh. Shehein B'nei Avram Yitzhak V'Yakov, Divrei Rabbi Meir, meaning let's look at everyone equally. Every Mizbayesh is on the same level. They're all descendants of Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. That's the absolute equalizer according to Rabbi Meir. And the Shita here of the Ravid is a very unique one, that Rabbi Shimon will be the third Shita. His opinion is that how much would you have to pay an usher to allow himself to sustain humiliation, boshes? He wouldn't do it for all the money in the world. And Tosis points out that if you go with that svar of Rav Shimon, and therefore the amount that you pay boshes is going to shift from an ani to an usher, then at the end of the day, it's almost impossible to arrive at any sort of a shuma to evaluate boshes. And therefore, the halacha wanted to standardize the payment of boshes and equalize it uniformly. And becomes irrelevant. Shiras kula b'shir echad. That's the shita of Rabbi Meir. Obviously, our Mishnah is antithetical to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says hagadol lefi gadlo, hakatan lefi katan. Ah, this sounds familiar. Sounds very similar to our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda has the subjective Shuma evaluation of Boshes, and it depends on the darga, it depends on the level of the station in life of the Mizbayish, the particular person who suffered this humiliation. If he's an Ashir, that's a greater Boshes. If he's an Ani, it's a lesser Boshes. And therefore, Godlo, he who is greater in his social position in the echelons of society, he will demand a higher price for boshes. But a katna fi katna, if a person is on a lower rung, a lower station in life, then his boshes is considerably less. And so for at this point, we would assume that the author of our Mishnah, that has this subjective standard for boshes, is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ashirim Ron Osam Kiluhem Pidei Chorin Sheyardim Nechseihem Vanim Kipchusim Shabahem. Rabbi Shimon started with the question, well, wouldn't the Asher pay any amount of money in the world to avoid this boshes? And you could never really come to a conclusion and arrive at some sort of precise price tag for boshes for an Asher. And therefore, what we have to do is we have to somehow reduce that element of boshes with regard to Ashirim, and that's Ro'en Osam Kiluhem B'nei Chorin She'yardu Minechseihem. But the Aniyim is Kipchusim Shebahem. The Aniyim is on a lower level. So the Sheet of Rabbi Shimon also reflects this subjective element of payment for boshes. And in the case of an Ani, the boshes will be a lower level of boshes than the case of someone who's, let's say, middle of the road. And Mani, our Mishnah, therefore, E Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir holds that there's a standard equalizer, Sheheim B'nei Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, is Masnisa Ketoni Akolofi Amivayesh Vamizbayesh, whereas Rabbi Meir Kulhu Bahari Adodi, you know, there's a uniform payment of boshes for everyone. So our Mishnah cannot be reconciled with Rabbi Meir. V'i Rabbi Yehuda, but if on the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda, he looks like a very good candidate because he says, Godlofi Godla, Kotlofi Kotma, that's Mamish, a reflection of our Mishnah, Kolofi Amivayesh Vamizbayesh. But nevertheless, we have another problem. Because the Mishnah here, Adaf Pei Vav Amid Beis, records Masnisa Ketani Hamavayish Zasuma Chayev Vilu Rabbi Yehuda Omer Suma Ein Lo Boshes. It means that according to the Tanakhama, a Suma collects Boshes. Rabbi Yehuda says a Suma does not collect Boshes. And if that is so, then just like in the Mishnah, the Tanakhama of the Mishnah argues with Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore the Mishnah is not authored by Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the dissenting view. Then in our Mishnah as well, it's all one Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda is the dissenting view, and we cannot reconcile and assume that our Mishnah is attributed to Rabbi Yehuda. El Olav Rabbi Shimon he. But rather, the Shuma of our Mishnah, as defined by the Mishnah at the beginning of Perek HaChovel, reflects the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, who distinguishes between the boshes of Ashirim and the boshes of Aniyim. And that's what the Mishnah means when it says Akolafi Hamavayesh Vehamizbayesh. The Gemara now makes an attempt to reconcile our Mishnah with Rabbi Yehuda, Afilu Tema Rabbi Yehuda. And that was our intuitive response, that our Mishnah reflects the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Ki Amar Rabbi Yehuda Suma Ein Lo Boshes. What he meant to say was Lemishkal Minei, that if the Suma went ahead and he humiliated someone else, then the Suma is exonerated from any payment. The Suma doesn't have to pay Boshes. He's part of that's Rabbi Yehuda Sheet. Avol Meis Volei, if the Suma was the victim of Boshes, he was humiliated by someone else, Yavina Lei, Enochinami, he, the Suma, has a right to sue the Mavayish and collect damages. The Gemara is not happy with this. It says in the Sefer of the Mishnah, Daf, Pei Vav Amid Beis, Hamavayish Sayoshan, Hayoshen, Chayev, Hayoshen, Shebiyesh Batur. The Mishnah establishes that if someone embarrasses someone else who is sleeping, during his sleep, you have to pay boshes for that. We'll see exactly why later. But if a person rolled over in his sleep and he was mevayish someone else, you know, he punched him or he slurped on him or something like that, he doesn't pay damages. V'lo ketani, the Mishnah doesn't say that suma should be esh potter. That if a suma went ahead and embarrassed someone else, he's potter. Michlal v'lo shna hachi, v'lo shna hachi.